Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A scientific research vessel is set to come into Savannah's port tomorrow. It has spent 3 weeks catching, tagging, and releasing sharks, GPB's Emily Jones reports.
There's a really big difference between shark fishing for research and doing it for sport. You have to keep the sharks alive every time. OSearch captain and fishing master Brett McBride says working out how to do that has been like solving a puzzle.
It'd be easy to hook a lot more sharks and catch them if I didn't care about that so much, but we kind of handicap ourselves just in order to make sure that we don't make any mistakes.
McBride and his team hook a shark from a smaller fishing boat, then lead it to the OSearch vessel, a former crab boat repurposed so they can lift the sharks aboard. Then the scientists go to work, attaching tracking tags and collecting samples from the shark's skin, blood, and more. Researcher Kim Ritchie of the University of South Carolina, Beaufort, calls this method critical to her work.
There's no way we could get a white shark any other way, and there's no way we'd be able to sample every area from tip to tail.
Ritchie is studying bacteria on shark skin that helps them heal and could one day help make antibiotics for people. McBride says this sort of collaboration is unusual.
And most of the time, scientists don't really get along with fishermen and vice versa as far as their trust.
This trip brought in 4 sharks, which gives Ritchie a lot to study back in her lab. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Hemp farming in Georgia is a step closer to reality. State House lawmakers approved a bill today allowing hemp cultivation for CBD oil droplets, capsules, and creams. Cannabidiol is allowed if it's less than 0.3% THC. That's the main psychoactive component of marijuana. 41 other states allow farmers to grow hemp. It now goes to the state Senate for a vote. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation today has its hands full investigating 3 officer-involved shootings yesterday alone. That brings the state's total number of officer-involved shootings so far this year to 15. The GBI says a state trooper in McIntosh County fatally shot a driver yesterday morning after she hit him with her car on I-95 during a traffic stop. Later in the day, Atlanta and East Point police officers say they shot a man driving a suspected stolen vehicle. And yesterday afternoon, a Walton County sheriff's deputy reportedly shot a pedestrian who allegedly had a gun.